In Huron County, Judge Brill in Circuit Court held an arraignment for Tamara Ann Denny, where she entered a not guilty plea during her arraignment. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney represented Denny, with Timothy J. Rutkowski appearing for the prosecution. A pretrial hearing is scheduled and a trial date has been set for June 8th. No issues were raised regarding the bond. The court noted a three-month period leading up to this initial proceeding. And Patricia Laverne Ventline failed to appear in court today for a review of her delayed sentence. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney, representing Andrew R. Lockhart, requested a one-week continuance to contact Ventline. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski asked for a bench warrant due to the defendant's absence. The court issued a bench warrant after failing to show up by 11:30 a.m. It was noted that Ventline had been informed of the court appearance. And authorities in Saginaw are investigating the death of a local man after his body was discovered near the scene of a fire earlier this week. Fire crews were called out Wednesday, April 8th, to the area of Bagley and East Holland for a report of a grass fire. While working the scene, firefighters located a man's body behind a nearby vacant building. Police and detectives from both the Saginaw Police Department and the Michigan State Police responded to begin an investigation. Officials have since identified the man as 46-year-old Gregory Mallett of Saginaw. Investigators say the cause and circumstances of his death remain under review. In a statement, police expressed condolences to Mallett's family and say they are continuing a thorough investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact Saginaw Police or the Crime Stoppers. When we come back after this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with national news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our national news, Colorado meatpacking workers win wage increases. Unionized workers at a major JBS USA meatpacking plant in Colorado reached a landmark deal this morning, securing significant wage increases. The agreement avoids a potential strike that would have disrupted the regional supply chain for beef and pork. The deal includes improved safety protocols and health benefits, which workers argued were essential following years of high-intensity production. Industry analysts expect this victory to spark similar demands in other agricultural sectors across the Midwest. In other national news, Miami hotel vanishes in seconds during planned implosion. A 23-story hotel in an exclusive Miami locale was demolished in a controlled implosion early this morning. The site is slated for a luxury mixed-use development as part of the city's ongoing urban renewal project in high-value coastal areas. The event drew crowds of spectators who watched the building collapse in a matter of seconds. Local authorities confirmed that the dust mitigation and safety barriers worked as planned, with no damage reported to adjacent structures. When we come back after this L. Hansen Motors sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
That refund check isn't just extra cash. It's your down payment on a premium pre-owned vehicle you'll enjoy driving from Al Hansen Motors. Like a 2020 Chevy Equinox. It has remote start, heated cloth seats, lane keep assist, Bluetooth, and a backup camera. With 85,000 miles, you can take it home for just $16,980. If you need more space and you're looking for something with all the bells and whistles, I have a 2019 Buick Enclave Premium with 103,000 miles. It's all-wheel drive and has every option available. Heated and cooled leather seats, heated second row seats, heated steering wheel, park and lane keep assist, remote start, dual moonroof, power liftgate, third row seating, and a 3.6 V6 with no turbos. Take it home for just $17,980. If you need a four-wheel drive, I also have a 2016 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. It's already set up for what you need with a towing package, power liftgate, heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, and a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 78,000 miles. You can drive it home for $16,980. With the gas prices on the rise, save at the pump with a 2017 Ford Fusion. It gets good fuel economy and has Bluetooth and a backup camera. You can take it home for just $99.80. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now's the time to make it happen. Take that tax refund and turn it into something you'll use every single day at Al Hansen Motors.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Argentina approves glacier protection rollback. The Argentine legislature had passed a controversial bill championed by President Milei that eases environmental protections for the country's glaciers. The move is intended to pave the way for increased mining and oil exploration in the Andean regions. Environmentalists have condemned the law, warning that it will lead to irreversible damage to vital water sources. The government maintains that the economic benefits of resource extraction are necessary to combat the nation's soaring debt. In other international news, ASEAN calls for urgent de-escalation in Middle East. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, held an emergency video conference today to address the impact of the U.S.-Iran conflict. The group urged both nations to restore safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. Southeast Asia economies are particularly vulnerable to rising fuel costs and supply chain disruptions. Japan's chief cabinet secretary also emphasized the need for diplomatic efforts, though he noted no decision has been made regarding joining the naval minesweeping effort. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paint work. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paint work, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe, or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Joan Bernice Peterson, 94 years, passed away on Saturday, April 11th, 2026, at Huron County Medical Care Facility. Joan was born on January 12th, 1932. Joan and Richard Peterson were married on October 23rd, 1948. Joan is survived by her daughters, Karen, Gail, Patricia, and Pamela, son Stephen, sisters Lorraine and Diana, grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, and nieces and nephews. Per her wishes, cremation has taken place at Sunset Valley Crematory, and the family will have a private burial at a later date. Memorials may be offered in Joan's name to the Thumb Animal Shelter in Elkton. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision, located on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by Thumb Area Septic, call 989-673-2628 for all your septic-related needs.